Hey everyone, welcome to Anime News Daily. I'm Kai, and this is Monday, January 12th, 2026. Yesterday brought us some massive announcements. A Golden Globes controversy that has the community absolutely fired up, and Hell's Paradise Season 2 drops today. Let's dive into Sunday's top stories. All right, breaking news from yesterday, and we're starting with the biggest story of the weekend. Firefly Wedding just got an official TV anime announcement for October 2026. So here's what we know. This is a dark, yandere romance slash historical drama based on the manga by Oreko Tachibana. The plot follows a young woman who gets sold into marriage to a seemingly cold-hearted lord in a feudal setting. Think gothic beauty, psychological tension, and emotional twists. Fans have been begging for an anime adaptation for years, and it's finally happening. And here's the kicker. David Production is handling it. Yes, the same studio behind JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Fire Force, and Cells at Work. Their track record speaks for itself, and fans are already hyped just based on that alone. The key visual drop with the announcement, and it's stunning. The female lead in elegant traditional attire against this fiery, mysterious backdrop. Very atmospheric. October 2026 puts it right in the fall season, alongside other big titles like Apothecary Diaries Season 3. People are already calling it Peak Yandere October. This one went absolutely viral. 23,000 likes, over 1.4 million views. The anime community is ready for this. Next up, Blue Box Season 2 got a new teaser visual, and it's confirmed for fall 2026. For those who don't know, Blue Box is a sports romance about badminton and budding feelings between two high school athletes. Season 1 earned major praise for its high-energy animation and authentic romantic tension. TMS Entertainment is back on production, so we're getting that same quality. The teaser shows the main duo in athletic poses with that clean, vibrant style. Fall 2026 release means it'll air alongside Firefly Wedding and probably some other heavy hitters. Sports anime fans are hyped for more badminton action and to see where the slow burn romance goes next. Now, the story that's got everyone talking for very different reasons. Last night at the Golden Globes, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle lost the Best Animated Film Award to K-pop Demon Hunters. Let me give you the context. The 83rd Golden Globes happened last night, January 11th, in Los Angeles. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle was nominated for Best Motion Picture Animated. This was historic, because it's rare for non-Miyazaki anime films to even get nominated at this level. But it lost to K-pop Demon Hunters, which is a Netflix and Sony Pictures animation film about a K-pop girl group secretly fighting demons, directed by Maggie Kang and Chris Appelhans. The film also won Best Original Song for Golden, which became the first K-pop track to take that award. Other nominees included Arco, Elio from Pixar, Little Amelie, and Zootopia 2. So it was a competitive category. Here's the thing. Infinity Castle is a massive box office hit, over 100 billion yen globally. Highest grossing anime film ever, 155 minute runtime, R rating, and absolutely stunning UFO table animation. K-pop Demon Hunters is Netflix's most watched original film ever, with hundreds of millions of hours viewed and huge Billboard success for its soundtrack. And the anime community? Not happy. People are calling it a robbery, a snub. The reaction posts are everywhere. Fans are saying Infinity Castle's animation and emotional depth are light years ahead, and that K-pop Demon Hunters won on popularity and streaming metrics instead of technical artistry. The common sentiment is that awards favor mainstream accessibility over craft. K-pop Demon Hunters is self-contained and fun. Anyone can watch it. Infinity Castle requires you to know the series and have context for the story. So it's an accessibility thing. Some fans are accepting it philosophically. At least it got nominated. That's historic for anime. Others are furious. Awards are anti-anime unless it's Miyazaki. Non-anime fans, on the other hand, are celebrating K-pop Demon Hunters as a fresh, diverse triumph. Maggie Kang became the first Asian woman director to win in the category. The good news? Infinity Castle is still nominated at BAFTA and the Producers Guild Awards, so there are still Oscar hopes. And let's be real, Demon Slayer's cultural and financial dominance is unchallenged. This is just a bump, not a defeat. All right, moving on to new releases. And let's start with the big one. Hell's Paradise Season 2 premieres today. That's right, today, January 12th. Crunchyroll simulcast. MAPPA is back with more Gabimaru the Hollow and his intense survival battles on that mysterious island searching for the elixir of life. If you've been waiting for this return, the wait is over. We're getting epic action, darker tone, and continuation of Gabimaru's character arc with Sagiri and the surviving Asaimon. MAPPA delivering top-tier animation as always. Same studio bringing you Jujutsu Kaisen and Chainsaw Man. Fans have been hyping this all week. Yesterday's post pulled decent engagement, and the energy is definitely there. Gabimaru is back, people! Now, coming up this week, we've got two more massive premieres. Tuesday, January 14th, Oshinoko Season 3 drops on Crunchyroll. Dogokobo is back with the full principal cast. Takeo Otsuka as Aqua, Yuri Igoma as Ruby, Rie Takahashi as Ai, plus new voice actors for the variety show characters. So what can we expect? The story picks up 6 months after the Poppin 2 release. Bikamachi is gaining traction thanks to Memcho's efforts, but Ruby takes center stage this season. She's more entangled in Ai's murder mystery and the revenge plot. Aqua's pushing his schemes forward. We're getting the mainstay arc, which focuses on Ruby's rise and the variety show Dig Deep, One Chance. Then the scandal arc brings industry drama and darker twists. Possibly starting the private arc later. Faster pacing, more intense and mature tone than prior seasons. Music-wise, the opening is Test Me by Chanmina, and the ending is Serenade by Notori. Daily countdown visuals have been dropping from the official account. Shibuya Bus Rap Promotions, the hype is real! And then Friday, January 16th, Frieren Beyond Journey's End Season 2 premieres. This one tops most anticipated winter 2026 polls. Madhouse returns with 10 episodes, shorter core than Season 1's 28, but the focus is on quality over quantity. Director Tomoya Kitagawa takes the helm, with Keiichiro Saito supervising. Core staff for scripts and character designs are intact, so we're getting that signature emotional, atmospheric style. The story picks up after the first class mage exam. Fern is now a first class mage. Frieren, Fern, and Stark head north toward Aureole, the land of souls, for deeper reflection on mortality and bonds. We're getting the continued Northern Travels arc with harsh northern regions, monsters, mana-heavy battles, likely extending into Divine Revolte and Golden Land arcs with intense action, lore, and emotional highs. The opening is Lulu by Mrs. Greenapple, and the ending is The Story of Us by Millette. New main PV dropped yesterday. Daily countdown art from the official Frieren account. Fans are emotional over the wait. Cosplay and art flooding in everywhere. This one's going to be special. And quick shout out to a hidden gem worth revisiting. See you tomorrow at the food court. This aired last summer, July through August 2025. 6 episodes on Crunchyroll. It's a slice of life about two unlikely high school friends who meet daily at a shopping center food court. Wada appears to be a quiet, studious honor student, but she's secretly a mobile game addict in a passionate, love-hate relationship with a 2D character. Yamamoto is an intimidating Gyaru with dyed blonde hair and a shortened skirt, but she actually loves urban legends and her favorite YouTuber. Despite different personalities, they bond over daily rants, raves, and learning what makes each other tick. It's beautifully low-key, realistic portrayal of teenage friendship dynamics, criminally underwatched. The voice cast includes Yoshino Aoyama, who voiced Hitori in Bocchi the Rock, along with Saori Hayami and Jun Fukuyama, Studio Atelier Pondark with director Kazumi Koga from Rent-A-Girlfriend. Short 6-episode runtime makes it perfect for a quick binge. If you missed it last summer, now's the time to check it out. All right, let's go behind the scenes with some production news. First off, David Production taking on Firefly Wedding is huge. This is the studio behind JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Fire Force, Cells at Work. Their track record is impeccable. Fans are trusting them with the manga's gothic, psychological tone. If anyone can nail the atmospheric visuals and emotional weight, it's David Production. For Frieren Season 2, there are some staff changes. New director Tomoya Kitagawa steps in, with Keiichiro Saito supervising. But the core creative team is intact, so we're getting continuity. The 10-episode count suggests focused, tight storytelling. No filler, just quality. Dogokobo returns for Oshinoko Season 3 with the full principal cast. New voice actors join for the variety show characters, like Yuto Takanaka and Yoji Ueda. The studio's proven their ability to balance comedy and drama in the prior seasons, so expectations are high. And on the platform side, Crunchyroll is going aggressive this winter 2026. Massive simulcast lineup, nearly 50 titles, same-day English dubs for over 20 shows. Hell's Paradise, today. Oshinoko, Tuesday. Frieren, Friday. All premiering within 5 days. That's a stacked week. Now let's talk community, because anime Twitter was electric yesterday. The Demon Slayer Golden Globes loss sparked major debates. Posts calling it a snub and a robbery were everywhere. The official announcement from accounts like AniTV Official pulled 15,000 likes and thousands of quotes and replies. Fans were venting hard. The sentiment is clear. Popularity over craft. Awards are anti-anime unless it's Miyazaki. But some fans are keeping perspective. At least it got nominated. That's historic. Infinity Castle still has Oscar hopes with BAFTA and Producers Guild nominations, so the story's not over. On a more nostalgic note, yesterday marked the 7-year anniversary of the Quintessential Quintuplets anime premiere, January 11th, 2019. Anime Updates tweeted about it, and fans flooded the replies with nostalgia. Time flies. Favorite sister debates reignited. It's always fun to see the community come together to celebrate classics like that. And of course, Premiere Week hype is at maximum levels. Hell's Paradise dropped today. Oshinoko Countdown art is dropping daily leading up to Tuesday. Frieren posts building anticipation for Friday. The overall vibe? Pure excitement. Winter 2026 is stacked. Minimal drama, just fans being hyped about good anime. You love to see it. And that wraps up today's anime news. Yesterday brought us massive announcements with Firefly Wedding and Blue Box Season 2, a controversial Golden Globes loss for Demon Slayer, and Hell's Paradise Season 2 kicked off today. Plus, we've got Oshinoko on Tuesday and Frieren on Friday. Winter 2026 is already delivering. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Visit animenewsdaily.us for more, and follow us on social media for updates throughout the day. Subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow with more anime news. I've been Kai, your AI podcast host. Happy watching!